From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. President Barack Obama will meet with America's governors at a White House dinner tonight. He's expected to say that he plans to hold them accountable for how they spend their portion of the $787 billion federal stimulus package. The governors are in Washington, D.C. this weekend for the National Governors Association meeting. Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer is chair of the Democratic Governors Association, and he's on the phone. Welcome to the program, Governor.
Great to be with you.
A handful of Republican governors are already saying they might reject some of the money from the economic recovery program. And you've actually urged Republican governors to either support the plan or give up the money. What's going on?
Well, bottom line is that we governors have been receiving federal money for a long time. That horse left the barn 50 years ago. And in fact, these stimulus dollars really only increased by about 20-25% over the dollars that you're already getting this year. Many of these governors, who have been governors for 6 and 7 years, the dollars that we're receiving as this stimulus package only represents about 6 or 8% of the dollars that they've received from the federal government to make their highways more efficient, to make their buildings more efficient, use less energy, to help with the cost of Medicaid, which is a partnership between the federal government and the state. So clearly, we've already decided as governors that this is a partnership and that we'll accept these dollars. Now, there was a clause that was in the bill that if a governor rejects it, then they can. But, of course, the state legislature could turn around and accept it. So it may be posturing. I don't want to assess motives. And, by the way, you don't have to accept the whole package. It's right in the bill that you use it or lose it.
Do you think these arguments are going to slow down the effect the package is supposed to have on the economy?
Well, look, every state's in a little bit different situation. California, Ohio, New York, New Jersey, they've got a tougher row to hoe right now. States like Montana, Wyoming, West Virginia, we're actually running some surpluses. But we're going to continue to make our highways safer. And these federal dollars that we'll use in Montana, for example, about a third of these stimulus dollars are going to go for highways and bridges.
So you've got those shovel-ready projects.
Absolutely. And every state does. This notion that we may not be able to be transparent and accountable with these dollars when it really only represents a 5% increase over the federal dollars that you'll receive during the time that you're a governor is ludicrous. All of these dollars that we receive from the federal government, we have been held accountable. We must be transparent. We must have competitive bids. This is nothing new. These are the same kind of dollars arriving in the same pipelines to the same silos.
And Montana plans to be that transparent.
We've always been transparent, and every single nickel that we expend has been available for the feds to have a look at. We have the same people in place that have been spending the other federal dollars. We can handle it.
Yeah. Montana, as you mentioned, is doing pretty well economically. Why do you think that is?
There's a lot of reasons. Our economy is a little different than some of the other economies by the nature of being a natural resource economy. And the other thing is frankly, when all of the states were booming over the last 3 years, some use that new money to start new programs, ongoing programs. We didn't in Montana. We assumed it was one-time money. So what we did with that one-time money is we sent $400 checks back to every homeowner and said, you ought to spend that money. You maybe know better what to do with it than us. And we used it as one-time projects. Instead of bonding to build new buildings, if we had to build a new building, we paid for it cash on the barrelhead. And the other thing that I did is put $300 million in the bank because my grandpa told me in Montana, you're going to have about 3 bad years for every good year, so put some money aside. Well, when this thing happened with the downturn globally, Montana had money in the bank.
Uh-huh. You don't have a budget deficit. You have a foreclosure rate of less than 1%, an unemployment rate of 5.4%. Those are excellent numbers.
And not a single bank in Montana took a penny from TARP. Didn't need it.
The political situation in Montana is somewhat unusual because you're a Democrat, but you chose a Republican to be your lieutenant governor. I think there may be a lesson in bipartisanship here. What do you think? Can that kind of bipartisanship you have in Montana be translated to Congress in Washington during the new administration? Or is it, I mean, taking a look at what's happening in the Capitol, do you think the same old partisan bickering is going to continue?
Well, in Montana, it is true that I reached out and I picked a Republican state senator to be my lieutenant governor. In Montana, we run together as governor and lieutenant governor, like the president of the United States and the vice president. And we now are on our 5th year. We've just been reelected. And we've sent the signal in Montana that we don't care where the ideas come from. Sometimes the good ideas come from Republicans. Sometimes they come from Democrats. And the most important thing is to implement the best ideas, not deciding who's going to get credit for it. In states, our job is to deliver. In Washington, D.C., it seems that their job is to debate. It's a difference.
How have the people in Montana been affected by the national downturn in the economy?
Well, our unemployment has increased from the lowest in the country at about 3% to 5.5%. We have people that have been thrown out of their jobs because there's been a slowdown globally. Now, this stimulus package will put people back to work in schools, state and federal buildings to make those more energy efficient. If we can employ some plumbers and some electricians, heating and air conditioning people right now to work in these buildings, decreasing our energy consumption by 20 or even 30% for the next 25 years, it's like a permanent annuity that will be paid to every state and the federal government by decreasing our costs every year.
Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer is the chair of the Democratic Governors Association. He's in Washington for the National Governors Association meeting. Thanks so much for your time. I'll let you get back to work.
All the best.